You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
But I like the way I do it.
Well, I think
that's the way I.
Takes an awful long time to do it your way. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It doesn't take any time at all.
You know, you always had a hard time with technology. And, of course, we started a feature called John's Techno Corner.
Right. I know, but you're always trying to change the way that I do things on my computer.
Well, I'm not trying to take over how you work the computer. I'm not trying to do it for you. I just want you to keep your old tabs from the day before up when you open your browser today. It's easier. It just has everything right there for you.
I can do it just as easily by going to
looking
the
at
main
your history.
Page,
I've been producing for 30 seconds. You guys are already fighting.
See, hey, everything that I looked at yesterday is right there. A big list of it right there.
You don't need that. You just have a tab. Why don't you have a permanent tab for our emails?
What's the difference?
Permanent tab for, I don't know, the happy news that we always give here in the show.
The happy news hour? The good news that we have.
It's the good news.
Well.
And ever since you lost that tab, we have not had any good news here. So,
well, I can find it right now. We'll have it for later.
All right.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday
it's
afternoon.
John and Gordy.
Hey.
Yes, here we are. And by the way, Dom is at the controls today.
Oh, it's been a while.
I'm back, you know.
Yeah, you're back.
It's good to be back, you know.
We see you around the halls every once in a while, but, you know, you kind of ignore us.
Yeah, I try to avoid you guys as much as possible.
We hear rumors that you're still working here.
Yeah.
But, Dom used to engineer our morning program.
Right. And so Mr. Zommers is off today, apparently. He's got a day off.
Yeah, right? I think tomorrow he's
holiday.
Off as well.
It's only a 4-day weekend.
Yeah,
just in time for the frigid cold air that's
set. Oh, I know. You picked the wrong time to do it.
We got a big cold front moving on through later on today and tonight.
That's what I hear, and we're going to have a special guest in here in order for us to get to the bottom of this.
That's right.
Or at least stop it.
Yeah, well, there's no stopping it. We have an extreme cold warning. Starts, I think, midnight tonight and goes till at least 1 o'clock tomorrow, and then we'll see. We're going to talk to Amanda Latham. She's the climate outreach specialist at the Wisconsin State Climatology Office. We've talked to her before.
Yeah.
She's really good, and she'll explain what's happening. And, you know, because of the cold, people can... if they want to, they can donate coats and gloves and sleeping bags. There are several places around town. We're getting ready for this because this is really going to be an event, and it's going to stay cold through the weekend, extremely cold. We're talking about wind chills down 40 below or
that's ridiculous.
Even colder.
That shouldn't
be. It's crazy cold. But if you want to donate coats or gloves or sleeping bags or other warm weather gear, a room of one's own, you can drop them off there. Also, the First Unitarian Society, MOCA, and I'm sure there are other places you can Google for yourself around the Madison area where we are. We're broadcasting live, of course, from the Capitol at our home studios here in Madison. But wherever you are across the state, it's going to be extremely cold. So if you can help out those that need a little help or maybe check in on people, check in on the elderly or... be extra careful with your pets when they go outside, that kind of thing.
Put their boots on.
Put their boots on.
Their earmuffs.
Do you have boots and earmuffs for your dog?
Again, my dog thought she needed boots, but then she got used to it, and now we have an extra pair of boots sitting around the house for dogs.
Didn't like it. Huh?
No. Oh. No. You know, I think we should just talk to Amanda Latham about the fact that the Democrats have control of the weather. Maybe if we just got a hold of the Democrats in Washington, they could at least make it a little bit warmer for us here.
What are you saying? I mean, come on. What are you talking about?
The Republicans have said that the Democrats control the weather. So
really? Oh, boy.
Didn't you get that memo?
I missed
that part, I
think
that's a George Soros memo came along with a check.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
It is.
Yeah. Sir Topham Hatt.
Ah, yes.
I salute you.
Okay. Phone lines are open if you want to give us a call. Well, hey, Matt is on the line from Middleton already. Hey,
really?
Good
oh,
afternoon, Matt.
Matt.
What do you got on your mind?
Hey, guys. You know, I hate when you guys fight, so just calm it down a little bit. Is the AI glasses getting the John Frayne yet?
Yes. Yes. So, he wants to control the world from his glasses.
That's right.
Yeah. He's going to get an ego trip pretty soon. So I think the weather this week is almost as cold as Trump's reception at Davos. I saw that
pathetic
speech of
Good
his.
One. Where's the bell?
I've had drunk uncles that were half awake that made more sense than this orange mad king of ours.
Oh, I know. I know.
But it just has to be said, though, right? Like, all this stuff about sleepy Joe Biden, and we have a complete lunatic on the other side. And everybody's scrambling to, like, make it make sense. And, oh, we're winning on this, winning on that. Like, I've never seen propaganda so just haywire.
It is haywire. We're going to get to the whole thing in Davos.
Right.
I've got cut after cut after cut. It's kind of entertaining, actually.
Yeah.
I think our line has to be, one of our Democratic lines should be, Trump is so weak that Canada just moved over to China.
Yes.
Because we're so pathetic and unruly now that no one wants to do business with us.
Well, that's true. They're making
America great again, right?
Yep.
Right.
We can go across the border, buy our Chinese EVs, and then come back to the U.S.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Thanks for that call.
Thanks.
855-752-4842.
Yeah. One of our big stories is the fact that Trump is pretty unaware of what the rest of the world thinks of the U.S. at this point, at least by the way he's running it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to all the cuts, all the comments that are out there right now.
He seems unaware. Maybe he's aware and he just doesn't really want to show it.
He's totally unaware. Yeah? I'll tell you what. His backtracking on all of this stuff is so embarrassing, so pathetic. Mr. Taco himself.
Right.
It is truly amazing. He did not have a grasp of what he was doing in the rest of the country. He wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
And everybody just blew back on this thing. And there are a lot of people that say that you can't take all of this back. You just can't.
Right.
It's not going to repair anything. And by the way, 3 more years... I'm telling you that. There's no way this is going to get fixed.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Head up to Appleton. Cindy, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, I don't know what to say other than I'm just totally embarrassed to be a United States citizen right now.
Yeah.
But I was actually on a call last night, a Zoom call with Mark Kelly and the DNC, and I'm telling you, if they don't get their crap together, we're going to be in big trouble because all Mark Kelly did was talk about what Trump did, what Trump's done, what Trump's doing. We all know that.
Yes.
What the Democrats need to be doing is telling us what they are going to do. And if this is the playbook they're going to run, Trump bashing, we're going to get our butts handed to us on a platter.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Leave the Trump bashing to us. Yeah. Let the Democrats... present a plan, some kind of plan. Didn't we come up with something? We came up with, it wasn't project, it was assignment 2030, wasn't it? Something like that?
Was it 2030?
Or 2029.
28 or 29, yeah. Okay.
2030.
You're looking it up.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay. It's called almost like Mission Impossible. Maybe we should call it that, Mission Impossible 2030. Yeah. But they have to come up with some kind of plan. Now, we have promised on this program, if we get any politicians on this program, we're going to start asking them, why aren't you pushing universal health care?
Right.
Why aren't you pushing universal child care?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we talking about lowering the price of drugs across the board and not just matching the price in Europe? Now that we've raised the price of drugs in Europe, this is so screwy. And why not start over? I mean, we've got a lot of departments that have to start fresh again, brand new, and breathe some life into this government that can help the people out.
Well, you would think that the Democrats by now or very soon would come up with 5 or 6 points, just like you mentioned there, to be that everybody could agree on and just keep hammering away at those and then expand on it as time goes on.
Well, you know, you listen to the debate last night of the Democratic candidates for governor.
Right.
And I watched some of that.
Mm-hmm.
The frustrating thing for me is that they made a lot of really, really good points. The changes that they want to make are fantastic. And these are the same points that are candidates for the House and Senate should be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The governor can't necessarily do a lot of this stuff. They were talking about what they would like, but they can't really do that much.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lame duck session, the Republicans took a lot of the governor's powers away as well.
Yeah.
And so it's not that kind of job where you can set your agenda and then have it executed by the Republican legislature. It's not going to happen. So it's a little frustrating to hear what they would like to change, how they would like to see the government run in the state, but it's not going to happen. I hope that people do understand, though, that these are their intentions. Mm-hmm. This is what they would like to do. If all of that stuff or any of that stuff appeals to you, then this is the kind of person you should vote for. If it doesn't, then of course you have the Republicans already in charge of the legislature, and they're holding everything up, and they're not spending money because spending money is bad, and it's big government, and it just means that we'll spend more money later on, and blah, blah. Every stupid excuse you can think of instead of taking care of the festering problems that we have in society and in this state.
Mm-hmm. If you have thoughts about the debate last night, do you want to share with us, give us a call, 855-752-4842. I'm looking at a text here from Cam. Do you know who was in charge of moderating the YouTube chat last night? Yeah, that was our own Dan Schaefer from Civic Media.
Did a great job.
Yeah, excellent job.
Oh, and a lot of really good questions from the panel that did ask those questions.
And he was on the show yesterday, right?
Yeah, we had him on.
Mm-hmm. For a little bit?
Yeah. Yep. He gave us a little preview just a little while before the debate began.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it went well and was well attended. I think it was a sellout there as far as attendance.
I think it was.
Yeah. Right. I heard that there was about 100 more seats. I mean, people were having to stand, and everyone was standing and stuff like that. So it was pretty huge turnout.
Overflow crowd.
Overflow crowd. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh yes. Yes. Right. Now Adam texted us and said, you know, the state Supreme Court election is coming up right around the corner on April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't heard much coverage of it. I guess we will have to get into that.
Yeah. It's 3 months
that's
away.
That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Rebecca Bradley dropped out, my God, I was loaded for bear. She was running. I had so many cuts.
Ready.
I have so many things to talk about. Mm. And she dropped out, and I thought, what? You know, that's an entire show that I can't plan now.
Well, hang on to those cuts, you know. She'll change her mind. She'll throw her hat back into the ring.
Could be.
Threw it out. Throw
well,
it back
maybe
in.
She could be hired by the Trump administration for something.
Okay. 19 past the hour, just getting going on this Thursday afternoon. It's John and Gordy. We'll come right back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy. In the afternoon, and we've got something trending here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Seems that some people were evacuated at the World Economic Forum, Davos, Switzerland, after a fire alarm was triggered at the convention because of smoke from a fire at a nearby hotel.
Hmm.
At a nearby hotel. So,
Davos. Okay.
Yeah. That's what's hot. That's
but
what's going on.
Everybody's okay. As far as we know.
Yep.
Okay.
It says here, a wooden hut outside the Victoria Tower Hotel near the main venue caught fire on Wednesday. Wow. They shouldn't use those little huts as smokehouses. You know, it's just a bad idea.
Now, did you hear the story that Air Force One had to turn around on their way over there?
Mm-mm.
On Monday, I think it was Monday, when the president got on Air Force One in the afternoon, I think it was. And they got out over the Atlantic. They were out, you know, for a little while. And then there was some electrical glitch. And for a few minutes, for a short time, lights went out inside the plane.
Wow.
So they had to turn around. I think they got the lights back on, but they turned around just out of the abundance of caution and used the other Air Force One. They got a few Air Force Ones they can use.
So this is, maybe this is Trump, you know, so setting off the fire alarm just because somebody just...
as a prank?
Somebody blew a fuse on his plane. he's not a stable person anymore.
Well, I don't know. But, you know, he was, so they had to turn around. They got a different plane. They flew over to Davos. When he arrived, there was nobody there to welcome him the airport. Yeah. He just had a red carpet. Nobody, you know, said hello to him or shook his hand.
Gave up on waiting for him, I guess.
Nobody
right?
wanted to no welcome
one wanted
him.
To see him.
Apparently.
But they love him, you know, when they meet him there.
Well, that's what he says.
I mean, truly, really. Come on. Obviously, they're going to be nice and casual with you.
In person, yeah.
Yes, in person.
What are they going to do, yeah?
Well, they like me when I'm there. That's because you're there and they're being polite. My God. You know, this guy needs some social skills. He's not good at this. Oh. It's Mad King Don.
I think it's too late for that, unfortunately, for all of us.
Jeez. Well, anyway, what else is going on?
Well,
right?
Dom, we haven't checked in with you lately. What have you been up to? You been out line dancing anymore?
I've kind of quit that recently.
What?
It's just not for me.
You were just getting good at it.
The last time I filled in for you guys, you guys were like, "Don't do it. It's not a good idea." So I was like, "Okay, since John and Gordy said it, I'm not going to do it anymore." And now I'm completely off of it. It was like a drug for a while, and now I'm off of it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And your hair's growing out very nicely.
Oh, thank you.
You know, since you had it all chopped off by some insane barber.
You guys hated my haircut, you know? They hated my haircut.
Yeah, well.
I did too.
We didn't hate it.
No,
it was just a little dramatic.
Dramatic,
not traumatic.
And the headphone cups kind of do justice to the rest of your hair now.
So you're looking good. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, you know, my friend actually cut.
That's the bottom line right there. You're looking good.
Thank you, man. You know,
okay.
We shouldn't have filled in all the other details, I suppose.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So, John, you have your AI glasses on again.
I have them on.
You getting used to them? Have you figured out the glitches that you, I mean, have you worked through those?
I turned them on.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And?
And it's ready to record. I don't know why it's on record. Did I hit this by accident? I must have hit it by accident.
Yeah, you have the ring on your finger there.
The ring of power.
But you can ask a question now and it will answer it? You were having trouble.
I did have trouble. It would freeze up on me. Every other question or so would freeze up. Yeah. So I tech supported them in an email last night. So we'll get some information on that a little bit later on, and hopefully I'll be able to fix this thing. They'll say, "Well, have you updated the software?" Yes, I just installed the damn software. Of course I updated it.
Can you ask it a weather question, like how cold it's going to get in Wisconsin this weekend?
Well, I think I can.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
It's connecting, okay?
Okay, we have to all be quiet when John asks the question.
No, you don't. You're just making this stuff up. Just because you ruined the really long answer I got on it the last time I asked a question.
Well, you're Mr. High Tech, you know all this stuff. You get all the latest gadgets and gizmos.
Gadgets and gizmos.
Okay.
All right. What do you want me to ask?
Okay, how cold will it get this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin?
How cold will it get this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin?
Okay, please stand by. Don't say anything.
How cold will it get in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend?
Where's the thinking music?
It says...
What's going on?
It says this: "I am conversational AI here to help you with any questions or topics you'd like to discuss."
Okay, it's dodging the question.
Because it doesn't
stalling.
Know.
It's
well,
stalling.
Let me try it again here. Okay. Sure. And tap to continue. Oh,
this is fascinating reading.
How cold is it going to be this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin? Sorry, I currently can't perform a search action for you. Feel free to try our proactive AI.
You're proactive AI?
I'm on reactive right now.
Well, what's the difference? What's proactive? Reactive.
I ask it a question, it answers, which is what I'm doing. Yes. Now it's suggesting, why don't you go to the other guy? Go to the other guy.
Okay. All right.
Ask him, don't ask me.
All right. We're going to check the Midwest Farm Report
here. AI is getting pretty damn smart. Yeah. Pass the buck.
Yeah. It's getting smart alecky.
I'm getting it here. I'm getting it.
All right. We're coming back with much more. We'll check in with Amanda Latham in our next half hour, find out how cold it will get from an actual climatologist. Next on John and Gordy.
Well, we got a lot of dumb stuff here. A lot of that fake news, according to some of those on the right. And I'm trying not to say it.
Okay, well, but
megas. I'm going to say it.
Other folks out there who were Republicans, some of them. Now, just before you dive into Idiocracy here, just for the record, how many times did you ask your AI glasses about the Madison weather for the weekend over the break here? Seven or eight times?
No, it was probably five times. 6 to 7 times, yeah.
And you didn't get a straight answer.
Well, I kept on passing the buck. I kept saying, well, what is the weather going to be like in Madison, Wisconsin? And it kept saying, there is a weather forecast ready for you. And I'm thinking, okay. And then I asked, well, what is the weather forecast? What's the temperature? Right. And it said, I should check with the other AI.
The active AI. Proactive.
This is proactive now. I'm on proactive.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to just do this again here, just to freak everybody out. Nah, forget it.
Okay.
Okay, let's get on with Idiocracy here.
Please.
Okay. Like I said earlier, Trump is completely unaware of embarrassing the U.S. on the world stage. So these are some of the comments at Davos, Switzerland. We can't forget about what these people are saying.
Right.
Now, first, the Mad King de-escalated his threats with other countries.
Oh, that's right.
With simply more threats. Let's listen.
Mm-hmm. But I won't do that.
Yes, that's what they're saying. All
sure.
Right. We know that you'll probably be doing it again next week.
Yeah, threatening anyway.
In the next 3 minutes. Yeah. Anyway, Daddy, as he refers to himself, was confused again, this time Greenland and Iceland. Well, what is it? Let's listen to this. Oh, God. No.
Nobody said that.
I just love that. It's poorly located.
Cold and poorly located.
If they could have just moved a little left or a little right, I don't know. It's
poorly located. Cold and it's poorly located.
Like, it's poorly located.
Like several of his ex-wives.
Why would they even want it? You know, why would he want it if it's poorly located?
Yeah.
Right? All right. Well, anyway, some people call him Daddy.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Let's not go there.
Does Iceland now have to worry about anything? Let's listen to that.
Right. Iceland.
It's Greenland.
It's Greenland. Yeah,
there you go. Okay, we're hearing it again and again and again. I think he just repeated himself over and over.
I think so.
But yes, Iceland.
Yeah.
You know, it's right next to Greenland, but
close.
You know,
yeah,
it's
but it's completely different.
Now those people are freaking out. They're probably not sleeping tonight.
Right? Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones before we continue with this mess.
Hey,
Dick, what do you got?
Well, the wonderful thing too is he's such a knowledgeable guy. When he brought up they'd all be speaking German if it wasn't in Switzerland. Right. That's what they speak, you moron.
That's what
I mean, several languages, I get it, three or four, but mainly German.
Yeah.
There's nothing more embarrassing today during this Jack Smith thing than seeing Curley and Shemp, our two representatives. Shemp would be, of course, Fitzgerald, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And Glenn Grossman. They are the two biggest idiots. It was embarrassing to see those two.
Yeah, it really is an amazing thing that they were elected into the House of Representatives. It's shocking. And I know this. They didn't attend one debate.
Mm.
They didn't have to. They had very popular names in the state,
yeah,
and they just got elected in without having to say anything or promise anything. And these guys have done nothing at all to stop Trump or at least make a major decision. All they did was passed the same tax cut that was passed in 2017.
Mm.
That's all they did. Oh, and then they took away a lot of our health care.
That.
All right. Oh, and that's one of the questions we'll ask a political guest on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get rid of your health care until the entire country is covered by universal health care?
Yes.
That is one of the questions. I got to write these down. I keep forgetting about them. All right. So anyway, perhaps Daddy didn't see the movie Mighty Ducks because then he'd know there was a difference between Greenland and Iceland. Let's listen.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So somebody in Jen Psaki's staff knew that. Must have been a big fan of Mighty Ducks 2 or had some kids that were big fans of that movie.
Right.
And, of course, this didn't help either. This is a cut 299 here.
All right. Here we go.
There you go. So that didn't quite help out anything at all. And now let's listen to a compilation of the world powers and their response.
Okay.
We need more stability in this world. But we do prefer respect, and we do prefer rule of law to brutality. Respect, force, and strength, and unity, that's exactly what Europe should demonstrate right now.
I would like to confirm that they are an ally, but then they have to behave like an ally.
Monster.
Words, you might understand. Mr. President, powers have begun using economic integration as weapons. Tariffs as leverage, financial infrastructure as coercion, supply chains as vulnerabilities to be exploited. But when we only negotiate bilaterally with a hegemon, we negotiate from weakness. We accept what's offered. We compete with each other to be the most accommodating. This is not sovereignty. It's the performance of sovereignty while accepting subordination. The powerful have their power. But we have something too. The capacity to stop pretending, to name reality, to build our strength at home, and to act together.
I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
That was Canada
making
a deal with China. And so that is part of the new world order.
Mm-hmm.
So the final conclusion to all of this, let's get it.
Fundamental thing that occurred this week is something that can't be undone. And I think we're used to Taco, you know,
Yep, it is different, and can't take it back.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Up to Eau Claire we go. Gene is on the line. Good afternoon, Gene. Go ahead. Do we have Gene?
Hello, Gene.
Going once, going twice. Gene, are you there?
Run to the phone, Gene.
Oh, all right.
All right, let's
call
go
back,
to Mark.
Gene. Yeah, Mark in Prairie du Sac. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I refreshed my memory this morning. Greenland was called Greenland by the Norse because Eric the Red had gotten booted out of Iceland for manslaughter and, you know, fled west and landed on Greenland. And after his exile was over, he went back to Iceland to promote Greenland as, you know, one more colonist there. And it was the medieval warm period, I guess, that, and it was a little bit greener than it turned out to be after the medieval, you know, warm period ended, and it got, you know, the climate got harsher. But I mean, that there's a big difference between Greenland and Iceland. And Iceland, what sits right on top of the Mid-Atlantic rift, I think, and that it is just Trump should actually be able to grasp that little concept right there, and getting back what we actually had with Greenland as far as the number of bases we can actually increase the size. They were telling us all along, yeah, put as many bases there as we want. I mean, Trump is just an inquisitive little man, and he thinks it makes him more powerful by spouting this nonsense. But if you can't keep in his head, there's Greenland and there's Iceland. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy has just lost it. And I mean, I don't know what kind of excuses, you know, our MAGA friends are going to be saying about this, that talking about his genius. But the man is. His sense is just going declining daily.
He's pretty much lost it, and he said all of that in front of a lot of people, and it's you know, and no one corrected him.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for
that
call.
Mark, yeah,
he's kind of losing touch.
Well, you know,
seems.
I have my AI glasses on, and and Len had a good question. Ask your AI glasses, what is the average IQ of the user of AI glasses?
What are you trying to say there, Len?
Maybe it's slipping from me too. can't get them to work. Can't get them to answer a question, but we'll see.
And Cam from Appleton said, John, if you're ever up in Green Bay, I could do tech support for your glasses for you. And he's not joking, he says.
Okay.
So if you need a little tech support, you know, call on Cam. All right.
Oh, it says here, Tyler has a suggestion to get an answer from your AI glasses. You need to ask like this: glasses on my face. Will Donald destroy the human race?
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? Let's try that.
You could try it.
I have to turn them on again.
Okay, here we go.
They go to sleep.
God. Okay.
You know, you're not used to all this, are you? Okay, here we go.
Okay,
I'm going to try this. It's proactive now.
Here we go.
God.
Gina's going to call us back.
All right. That sounds
that message.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Glasses on my face. Will Donald Trump destroy the human race?
Okay. Stand by for that.
No, I'm not getting anything on this.
Okay.
We'll just keep
trying. You got to send those back or get tech support. Let's call tech support.
There may be a problem.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to be finding out how cold it's going to get this weekend from our climate specialist, Amanda Latham.
Yeah.
That's coming up next on John and Gordon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is where the action is at. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with Dom at the controls today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, the big news for, the next 24, 48 hours, starting later on tonight, is this big area of cold air that's going to be moving in. In fact, there's an extreme cold warning out there for the entire state and for much of the upper Midwest.
Well, I can't get my AI glasses to tell me what the weather forecast is going to be, although my Samsung watch is telling me all the time that we've got this warning.
Okay. So, well, let's talk to an expert here about it, okay?
Yeah.
We've got Amanda Latham from, she is a climate outreach specialist with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office. We've talked to her before. Good to have you with us, Amanda. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I'm surprised you came back.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, really? So everybody's bracing for this massive cold air that's headed our way. Is this like a polar vortex, or is this something completely different? I know there's – why don't you explain what's really happening here?
Yeah, lots of little catchphrases and keywords being thrown around. Yes, this is an event that can be tied to the polar vortex. Hmm. The polar vortex isn't really something that occurs. The polar vortex is there every winter, but it's actually when the polar vortex weakens that the northern part of the United States can start to feel some of those impacts. So when the vortex weakens, some of the cold air that's contained up in the far northern polar regions of the globe kind of start to spill out and kind of escape that polar vortex. And so we do have a weaker polar vortex right now. And so that's why we're seeing some of that really cold Arctic air invading the Midwest and then potentially some areas farther south of us as well.
Yeah.
So this is Canada's way of getting even with the U.S.
Exactly. If the wildfire smoke over the summer wasn't enough, now they're sending their cold air to us.
There you go. That's great. Right.
So we're talking about... they're saying wind chills as low as 40 below, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it will definitely be cold, but we probably won't break any records for how cold the temperatures will be. But it's the really cold wind chills that will be so extreme. 40 below for the wind chills in southern Wisconsin. Parts of northern Wisconsin could see wind chills of about 50 below. Hmm. And these are some wind chills that we haven't seen since that last outbreak of Arctic air in January of 2019.
Wow. And this is going to stick around for a while, right?
Yeah. So the worst of it will probably be tomorrow, Friday, and then into parts of Saturday. But I really think the temperatures we had today, probably the warmest will be for the next 5 days or so. Temperatures will probably stay in the single digits, maybe low teens as we go into parts of next week.
So when it gets this cold, it can be really, really dangerous if you don't if you aren't careful, right? I mean, you're talking about frostbite that can happen on exposed skin in what, 10 minutes or even less?
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes. So the wind just whips away the heat that's around your body very, very quickly. When the winds are this strong and when your temperatures are this cold, it can make you very prone to frostbite and hypothermia. So it's really important to try to limit the amount of time you're spending outside. I know people have dogs that they have to take for walks. You know, opt for those shorter walks. Put the little booties on the dog's feet if they let you do that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a lot of schools are closed as well, so kids aren't spending a lot of time outside. Mm-hmm.
And be sure to check on your neighbors and loved ones and elderly and make sure they're okay. And if people are driving around, good idea to have an emergency kit in the car, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, some extra hats, mittens, some blankets, things like that. I know people always say let the car run for a little bit as well as you're just starting it to let that car warm up a little bit before you take off. Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda. Well, we'll hopefully all get through it okay and just... be extra cautious and use a lot of common sense when it gets dangerously cold like this.
Now, man, maybe you can answer my question here. What? Do the Democrats really control the weather?
What are you talking about?
There was an article like that. I mean, the Republicans said that was true, so I was just wanted to check with an actual person who knows about this stuff.
If they do, I think I'd like to talk to them about this poll.
Okay. Good answer, Amanda.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Well, thanks. Thanks for joining us, Amanda. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's right. Amanda Latham, climate outreach specialist from the Wisconsin State Climatology Office.
You missed your chance.
What? What are you talking about? You're gonna
be told her to bundle up. Don't forget her gloves.
Dress in layers. I mean, I think everybody pretty much gets it, don't they?
Make sure your windshield wipers work and you have your ice scraper with you.
You got to have your ice scraper. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
The cool thing about my space car, and this is a really nice benefit. Look, I'm just new to modern cars. I'm impressed by
EV cars are, fairly new.
I'm impressed by the fact that I can make my steering wheel hot.
It's pretty cool.
Really?
It's cool.
You can warm up the steering wheel. Oh. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So had
can you control the temperature of it?
You just push a button and it's just that way.
Can you start it without being in the car? Can you start it from like a
I can, yes. That's another subscription. No, I'm so done with subscriptions.
What about the seats?
There's an app for my car, and I can control almost everything on it. But I have to subscribe to it, like $10 a month.
I'm sure
it's ridiculous.
You have heated seats, though. Those
I
are
do
free.
Have heated
are
seats.
Are those free? You have to,
no,
you have
that's
to
part of the subscription package.
Man. No way.
They barely give really? Me anything, any I mean, benefit whatsoever by having an app on my phone. Man, it's just crazy. Ridiculous. I know. How does a person keep track of all the app subscriptions?
I have no idea.
If we did subscribe to even a lot of the people on Substack,
right?
I know there are newsletters. But how do you do it? How do you keep track of all this stuff? It just keeps happening, taking money out of your account.
Well, there's a service called Chargeback. I have an app on my phone, Chargeback. Any subscription you have, it keeps track of it.
And
if you see something that's been on there for a while, that you're like, oh, no, I have Spotify. I haven't used that in years.
Oh.
Whatever, that you can cancel it right there.
Just add Gordy.
I have an app called Rocket.
Yeah.
And that works the same way.
Same kind of
but
deal.
But yours is special just for subscriptions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check
See,
that out.
I'm up on high tech.
You are a high tech guy right here.
You even didn't know about it. Okay. Coming back after the news, it's John and Gordy. Stay right here.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.